Well, as we finish out the show, I get to answer today's inbox question, so I'm kind of excited about that. This is what our listener says. I have a friend who's a Christian, but is clearly in a place of wrestling with surrendering to Christ and finding his identity in him. We get along very well, and he frequently comments that our conversation encourages him in the faith, but it seems very clear to me that we should not enter a dating relationship when he's still growing in some foundational areas of the Christian faith. How do I respond to his romantic interest, which I would reciprocate if we were both in healthy places with the Lord? Should I be upfront? Because we are attracted to each other, I'm not sure we can wisely continue this degree of friendship without crossing some emotional boundaries or being distracted. Yeah, this is a great point, and this is a situation that I've had a number of friends in. And it is, when you parse out exactly what Scripture says about being unequally yoked, you know, we're not going to say, oh, you became a Christian 12 days ago or 5 months ago, and so that disqualifies you. But I think there are some wisdom principles at play here. The first is, you are right to encourage him in his faith. He's probably having to reevaluate and even shed some old friendships. He's probably having to stop frequenting places he used to be. I mean, this is a game changer. This is a life changer for him. And so do encourage him. But the best way for you to do that is to point him to Christian community, specifically other Christian men who can encourage him in the faith, and some great leadership as well. Maybe a mentor, maybe a pastor, someone who can start discipling him. You are not going to be his discipler. You should not be his discipler. And so you need to make sure you do not take on that role from the get-go. But definitely point him towards solid Christian community, including a great church, a great Bible study, just maybe a great group of peers that can kind of get behind him and start helping him grow. I think that it is a good idea for you to hold off dating for now, just because, first off, I mean, I'm just going to be honest, you need to make sure that this faith is real, that this isn't some kind of flash in the pan thing where Christianity sounded good to him. Obviously, we have to trust the Lord with his heart, but that needs to be tried and tested first. And he needs to, as you insinuated, grow in his own faith before he starts pulling in other people and other relationships into that space, especially one of a romantic nature. So affirm his desire to date you, his interest. I mean, obviously, you must be a quality person if he sees that in you. But at this point, I would recommend saying no. And then, as you suggested, you do need to set some boundaries, what your relationship will look like, you know, keeping it very distant. Again, getting him involved with other people, other men who can kind of take him under their wing and help disciple him. Meanwhile, you may have to be actually very specific about what those boundaries look like, and you may have to be the one to set them because he necessarily doesn't know that at this point. So I would recommend, you know, not spending one-on-one time with him, not getting into long text trails or phone calls, even of a spiritual nature. I know you're going to want to encourage him in his faith, but that is probably not your place at this point, rather than to root for him and to encourage that he's getting into great Christian community, and then to just keep communication lines open, you know, but don't treat him any differently than you would any other brother in the faith. And so I think that'll just give you a good couple principles to get started off on the right foot, and it'll help you protect your heart in the meantime. And we never know what God will do, but leave that for the future and see how God shows up in your own story. All right, folks, that is it for this week's show. We do want to hear from you. Write to us at editor@boundless.org, and we can answer your question on a future show. Hopefully we'll do that. Make sure you also search the site at boundless.org, and you can find questions we've answered in the past. Otherwise, we will see you around next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.